alliance with the forces of world reaction. Ethiopia and Cuba spoke up for a speedy conclusion of a treaty banning universally and permanently nuclear weaponry, and also a world treaty on long-term course in international relations. They stressed the need to outlaw the development and manufacture of new types of systems of mass destruction. At this time, I need to give the newcomers some background on China. China occupies by the doctrine of three worlds. In the first world, they see the USSR and the USA. They have since now concluded that the USSR is the most powerful because it has more of a standing army, although half of the army in the Soviet Union is involved in medical work. Also, it believes in the second world, made up of the major capitalist industries and Japan. Then it believes in the third world, in which it says it is a leader and must draw all of the second into the third world to stop the two major superpowers from dividing the world. They're also insanely, and I might say at least, obsessed with the idea that nuclear war is absolute to come, that there's no ifs or ands. So they are trying their best to trigger nuclear war. It's not that they're against the Soviet Union or any other nation. They're trying to use any device to bring about the nuclear war earlier than sooner, before it spreads throughout the world. As for instance, this is a zone of peace agreed upon by the Soviet Union and USA. No bombs will be dropped in this area. Also in the Indian area, Indian Ocean, and a part of Africa. And so that is why China persists in this policy. Though it is no doubt practical, it is not philosophically correct to plan a whole policy or to try to bring about a nuclear war that in the United States alone would bring 200 million deaths, 210 million deaths in less than 7 minutes. But I should give you that background of China. China has been helpful in liberation. She's helped our own beloved Guyana with no strings attached. She has helped nations like Jamaica, who have been about to fall under the pressure of the International Monetary Fund, who, by the way, carried all of our conspiracy story on their TVs and their news media. She has also backed bravely Mozambique in her struggle against U.S. planes that have been given to white Rhodesia and the racist white regime of South Africa. She has supported Zambia. So there are points that can be made. But USSR, we call the avant-garde, our party of ideal, because she is consistent in her policies. When the Chileans were invaded by USA and overthrown by CIA, she opened her embassy doors and took them in. Not so China. In many instances like this, China feels that they must first develop their own domestic policies well, and they have an excellent form of sharing in China. But all of the good must be also balanced with goodness in their foreign affairs. That's why we say, give us criticism. Give yourself group criticism when you put it in the box. Give me or any other person criticism. That's the way we grow. We've had two tremendous ideas for success this week. I hope that the administrators are working on it. Mary Black will be taking over the massage area, and she is an expert, licensed, and the assistants will be working with her. I know how glad they are to have her, because we have great need in that field. We are so thrilled for her presence, as well as all of the guests, to this great new free land where the air is free of smog. Now it is estimated that if you even smoke the air, if you breathe the air of any city in the Americas, it's like smoking 3.5 packs of cigarettes. Your risk of cancer is just as sure as if you smoke cigarettes. Not only to mention the other damages that come from the smogs and the terrible chemicals that are in the air. Not certainly to mention the racism, the gang warfare that plagues our youth, the muggings of our seniors, the rapes in our halls, the tenants that are set up in perfect fashion to be destroyed by the neutron bomb, as the Air Force laughingly called it in the press, their nigger bomb. Anyway, we shall continue with a little bit more of the news. The two countries have condemned the expansionist policies and hegemonistic policies and unrealistic policies of the Chinese, and set its propaganda against the socialist countries, that is Chinese, and also Peking's alliance with the forces of world reaction in U.S. imperialism can do nothing but bring chaos and havoc to the peace of the world. Ethiopia and Cuba spoke up for a speedy conclusion of a treaty banning universally and permanently nuclear weaponry, and also a world treaty on a long-term course in international retaliation, or relation rather. They stress the need to outlaw the development and manufacture of new types and systems of mass destructive weapons. It is reported that the U.S. is engaging in new forms of chemicals that have no cure, as with bubonic plague that broke out in Arizona and New Mexico, that cannot in any way be resisted. Only capitalists develop neutron bombs that destroy all people and leave every piece of property. It could be dropped in the Fillmore, for instance, a neutron bomb, and there would be no harm just to cross the street in the white sector, and the rich capitalists could move in and take all the property and throw the bodies into the holes. No country's ever developed an ethnic weapon, that is, poisons for people, foods that will kill people of different color, black, Asian, Indian, so forth and so on, Asian. No country has there ever been as brave a man as Dr. Richard Hammershaw, who was doing this research in the University of California 2 years ago, and we praise him for it when he came to us and said in sweet words, we were the only people in the United States that thanked him for it. That shows you how desperate USA is and how quickly it must be that we move from that fierce and terrible land. The Soviet foreign minister, Andrei Gromyko, has had meetings in New York with foreign ministers of Bangladesh and Mexico. They discussed bilateral relations and international issues, a halt to the arms race and disarmament, much to the consternation of Carter's administration, because Mexico may end up being one of the richest nations in the world with their new oil discovery. They decided to talk for a peaceful bilateral agreement with the Soviet Union. In Nicaragua, the insurgent population of Esteli continues to put up resistance to the troops of dictator Somoza, who is being constantly supplied by U.S. weapons flown in from Washington by air. The dictator had repeatedly declared that his troops had captured the city. After 13 days of bombing and shelling, Esteli is in ruins. National Guardsmen have killed more than 4,000 people. Among the wounded and killed are children, but they keep their spirit, their song is high, and they fight on. The Chinese authorities are using Kampuchea, which was formerly known as Cambodia, as a weapon for preventing a war against, for starting a war against the Vietnamese people. China is using every method possible to bring World War III. Chinese Chairman Hua says it will happen within a year because they want it to happen. They have underground shelters, hospitals, and so forth. So do the Soviet Union and Sweden, but they are not so cool as to conclude that there is no hope and to decide that so many lives are going to be exterminated. As long as there's hope, there is life, there is hope, rather, and this is an ungodly policy to conclude that nuclear war is going to be and help it to come to pass. But the Chinese are provoking to the Vietnamese, the reunified socialist republic that was saved by the brave fighting forces of Vietnamese and Soviet Union. Anyway, since 1954, Peking has been distributing a map of China whose territory completely includes the whole of Vietnam, Laos, which is also a socialist ally of the Soviet Union, North Kampuchea, which is called Cambodia under the old maps, Thailand, Burma, also Malas, a part of Japan, and several other areas of Asia, also the Soviet Union and India. It seems that since Chairman Mao's death, China has been carried away with grandiose expansionist aggressive dreams. Cambodia, as you know, started communist, but the Khmer Rouge nationalist elements took over and killed one-third of the entire population of Cambodia. Governor, Lieutenant McGovern, Senator from the United States, has called on the United Nations to interfere. But Carter will not do anything to protect these lives. But he's interested in four CIA spies in Russia and makes a great to-do about it. Such a hypocrite. He should shut his mouth and turn his back if he's going to continue this kind of foolish hypocrisy. This is the ending of the news, the principal coverage of the news, and we hope that you will read it and study it well for preparation this afternoon. Study also the great sayings of Dr. Don Fried, who is an author of too many books for me to mention, and Dr. Lane, Mark Lane, who has written the bestseller, Rush to Judgment, with Dr. Fried. So listen and work, for the time comes when no man shall work. Produce now more fastly and more rapidly than ever. One day we'll be able to sit under our own vine and fig tree in peace, but we need to work now to free people, or we'll have the blood of them on our hands. There are 163 black people that are begging us to let them leave USA. The conditions are so bad. People in the prisons that are stacked in where there's meant two to a prison cell, 17 to 18 are stacked in the prison cell, said Bishop Moore, who came here and loved it so and wants to retire, like everyone who's come here. So did Carlton Good that want to retire here. So does Dr. Lane. And so does Dr. Fried. And we want to be able to do that, but it means we've got to work hard and step up our pace. So let's not have any shilly-shallying. Report those who are not actively pursuing their duties, and give report to those who are, so we can give them the rewards that are rightfully due them. I love you very much, and may you have a very good day. Remember, we have guests, so let's have everything just as smooth as possible. There's a bit more planning that can be done that could make the place ideal. Look around inspection crew and public services union so we will be prepared for our visitors. Thank you, and I love you. Attention, attention. As you know, in the community, I have never preached a sermon on the public address system. I live my life. I let my actions speak louder because they speak much louder than words. I do think that it is pitiful, after we have looked through history and seen Jesus Christ totally destroyed and condemned by even his own family and left on a lonely cross, or a Moses who was deserted, or a Muhammad who was killed, or all of the ancient prophets up to Martin Luther King, President Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, Bobby, Malcolm. I think it is dreadful that some of you still come into the very center of the service of God, a circle of truth, and have to have things proven to you. Believe me, I know the thoughts of the mind, and I know the thoughts of the heart. It was needed this morning to save a life that sermon be given. And so it was given, and that life was saved. That life was saved. So why don't you be open and say, I doubt you, and I distrust you. I want to test this and that and the other thing. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite and are condemned forever to judgments that you do not choose. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Touch not mine anointed. Do my anointed no harm. Now remember that. I always speak my mind face to face. That's the only honorable way to be. To be direct, to be open, not to have doubts and suspicions that you kind of sneak around about. Just be open. I love you still. I would give my life for you, but it is painful to the heart of God and his servant that there are those here who question when they've seen the lies told on Marcus Garvey and Malcolm and every black leader from time immemorial. And you can look around and see the beauty I've created. And you can see that there's no PA system, but in one area, right across the pavilion, not in every field. And that this is the only sermon that I ever preached, and it is not 4 hours, but 50 minutes. You should not be pleased with yourself that you are guilty of such distrust. But try the Spirit and see if it be of God. Test those that you need to test. And find out what you need to know to be satisfied. I wish you would believe in me as I believe in you. I wish you would give me as much help as I would give you if you're in trouble, because I would lay down my life for any one of you. Thank you and much love. Attention. Though having many nights of no sleep, I have been out picking up some debris and noticing one thing very, very clearly. the short walk, slow pace of the youth when we are working so hard to free our people, even some of the old Uncle Toms, even though they don't understand and will have to be caught in the death of their old traditions. They're like Jesus said, they will die in their old traditions. They're unable to accept the new order. They're unable to be transformed by the renewing of their mind. They're unable to forget those things which are behind. You youth know what is the future. You know desperately the need of youth, just like you, for freedom. And some of the slothfulness here, I urge supervision to do something about it. It's the best community in the world, but we have to be better than best right now. There are too many people looking to us for freedom. Remember, a little woman held in jail and in prison and in this mental institution for over 10 years, harassed and given drugs that damaged her brain because she wouldn't lie about Martin Luther King. It's coming here. It takes money to provide the medications for everyone here. And some people have never once thought about turning their money over. No one has suggested anything that at some points, at least, of giving any money, how much money they'll give. They don't mind taking from me. They have all sorts of things they want, but they don't mind taking of me. And I love them still. I would give my life for them. But I would think, said, present your whole body as your living sacrifice. Present your all. He said, when you give all, you receive all. Anyway, whatever, let us pursue and do this job effectively as we must. Be ye workers and not just thinkers and talkers. Thank you.
Ed?
Attention, attention, attention. Lovingly and sincerely, and naturally speaking from revelation, I would like to pose a question to all of you under the sound of my voice. How would you feel if you had opened your home to me, never charged me a penny for anything to eat or place to stay, prepared to give you the best of medication if it cost thousands of dollars, are even prepared to die for you, should it be required, then have you turn around and spy out my liberty, check me out, and investigate me? Why don't you try the shoe on your foot and see if you would like this hypocrisy? Thank you, and much love.